Welcome back, and in this lesson we're going to make an Ableton Live 12 intro that feels properly jungle, properly old school, and properly alive. We're using the groove pool to build what I like to call an intro color method. That means we're not just making drums swing a bit. We're using groove, filtering, little timing shifts, and careful layering to make the opening section feel broken, human, and slightly off-grid, without turning the mix into a mess. If you produce drum and bass, this is a huge skill to have, because the intro sets the whole vibe. Before the drop even lands, the listener should already feel the rhythm, the weight, and the attitude. In jungle and old school DNB, that usually means a chopped break, some filtered bass hints, a bit of movement, and a sense that something is building. So the goal here is not more stuff, the goal is more life. Let's start with a clean layout. Open a new project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a very safe starting point, 172 BPM is a great place to land for that classic jungle and old-school DNB energy. Now build yourself a simple 16-bar intro. You can think of it like this. The first four bars are atmosphere and a break teaser. The next four bring in a bit more drum presence. Bars 9 to 12 hit at bass, and bars 13 to 16 build tension toward the drop. Keep it sparse at first. That's important. In DNB, especially this style, every layer should feel meaningful. If everything arrives too early, the intro loses its power. Also, set your headroom early. Try to keep your peaks around -6 to -8 dB before mastering. DNB can get huge fast, so if the intro is already crowded or too loud, the drop won't feel like a real impact. Now let's bring in the break. Load a classic break or a chop drum loop onto an audio track. If you're using your own samples, just make sure it has a clear snare and enough hat movement to feel alive. The exact break is less important than the rhythm and texture. Turn warp on, and for drums, a stable mode like beats usually works well. Crop out any awkward silence, clean up the clip if needed, and keep the transients punchy. Now open the groove pool. This is where the magic starts. Drag in a groove that has that old-school swing feel. You want subtle push and pull, not extreme late timing. A good starting point is something in the 55 to 65% timing range, with a little velocity variation, maybe 10 to 25%. Keep random low, maybe 0 to 8%. The point is vibe, not chaos. Apply that groove to the break clip, and if you want, you can commit it later. But for now, keep it adjustable. That's a good beginner habit. Why does this work so well in DNB? Because old school jungle feels exciting when the drums are slightly humanized. That tiny swing makes the groove breathe. It gives the break a pulse that feels sampled, performed, and alive. Next, we'll layer a clean kick and snare spine underneath the break. Add a second drum track using drum rock or simpler. Keep it simple. A clean kick sample, a snare or clap. Nothing too fancy. You're not trying to replace the break. You're supporting it. A basic pattern works best here. Kick on one, maybe a few pickup hits, and snare on two and four, or whatever helps reinforce the break's backbeat. You can apply the same groove to this layer, but use it a little more lightly than the break. Something like 40 to 55% is usually enough. The idea is that the drum spine and the break feel related, but not identical. On the drum bus, keep your processing light. A Q8 can help by high passing, below 25 to 30 Hz and cutting any boxy buildup around 250 to 400 Hz if needed. Drum bus can add a touch of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, but keep the boom low or off for the intro. A little saturator can add color, but just a little. Think texture, not destruction. Now for one of the most important parts of this lesson, the ghost note layer. Duplicate the break or create a second version of it, then simplify it. Lower the volume a lot. Remove or soften the main kick hits. Keep the hats, ghost snares, and small details. This layer should feel like movement in the background, not another main drum loop. Apply the same groove feel, but slightly less intense. You could go with 45 to 60% timing and 15 to 30% velocity. That keeps it lively but controlled. If the break is too sharp or busy, use clip gain, or slice it in simpler if you want more control. You can also high-pass this layer with auto-filter around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the low-end way. If you want, automate that filter a little over the 16 bars so it opens subtly as the intro progresses. This is a key part of the intro color method. The listener doesn't always need to hear a big dramatic change. Sometimes the vibe comes from tiny details moving under the surface. Now let's add bass, but not the full bass line. Just a hint. For the intro, you want to suggest the bass, not fully reveal it. That tension matters. You can use operator for a sign sub, waveatable for a simple res hint, or simpler if you have a base sample you like. Keep the base phrase very short and very simple, maybe one note every bar, or two note response pattern. The drums should still be the main event here. If you're using a sub, operator with a sine wave is a great beginner choice. Keep it clean and mono. If it needs to translate on smaller speakers, a touch of saturation can help, but go easy. If you want a restyle teaser, use a saw-based waveatable, detune it lightly, and filter it down. Keep it quiet. You're implying weight, not dropping the whole thing yet. The bass should behave like this. Mostly filtered or very quiet in the first half, then a little more movement in bars 9 to 12, and then a bit more open in bars 13 to 16. That way the intro is actually building towards something. One really important coaching note here, in DNB, bass weight gets its power from intention. If you bring in the full low end too early, the drop loses drama, so hold back a little. That restraint is what makes the payoff hit harder. Now let's talk about groove balance, because this is where beginners often overdo it. Do not apply the same groove amount to everything in a blanket way. Think of groove as a contrast tool. For example, you might let the break sit at about 60% groove, the drum spine at 45%, and the bass at only 20 to 35%, or even straight if that works better. In a lot of jungle and old school DNB, the drums carry the swing while the bass stays more pinned down. That contrast is what keeps the mix clean and powerful. If the bass feels late, nudge it earlier in clip view. If a snare accent feels too stiff, push it a touch later for that laid-back old-school feel. But keep those moves subtle. If you overshift everything, the groove stops sounding vibey and starts sounding sloppy. A great beginner test is to listen at low volume. If the beat still feels good when it's quiet, the groove is probably working. If the bass and drums feel like they're fighting, reduce the groove amount before you start changing sounds. Now we're going to make the intro evolve with automation. Use auto filter on the break bus, the bass teaser, and any atmosphere or FX layers. This is where the intro starts feeling like a real arrangement instead of a loop. You could start the break darker and gradually open it, moving from around 2 to 5 kHz up toward 8 to 12 kHz. You can also begin with the bass filtered more heavily, then open it slightly in the last four bars, before the drop. Another good move is to add a small rise in snare throw reverb or a touch of delay on the last snare hit before the drop. That gives you tension without washing out the groove. A simple arrangement shape might be bars 1 to 4, filtered break only, bars 5 to 8, break plus ghost layer plus light sub, bars 9 to 12, add bass pulse and a small fill, bars 13 to 16, open the filter and remove one layer to create a pre-drop pocket. That last part is huge. Removing a layer before impact can make the drop feel much bigger than just adding more and more sounds. Bass creates drama. Now let's check the mix like a DNB engineer, not just a producer. Use utility if you need to mono the low end. Keep the sub centered and clean. Use EQ8 to clear out low mid mud from the break. Make sure the kick is defining the pulse, the snare is cutting through without getting harsh, and the break is giving you top and mid detail without overwhelming the low end. At this stage, the intro should feel balanced, but still open enough for the drop to come in and smash. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't apply too much groove to everything. If every layer is swinging the same amount, the groove can get blurry. Don't bring in a full bassline too early. Use a teaser, not the whole statement. Don't let the break own the low end. High pass it if needed and keep the true sub separate. Don't overdo saturation or distortion. A little color is great, but save the heavy aggression for later. And don't forget headroom. Your intro should be leaving space for the drop, not already acting like the drop. A few extra pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. Keep the sub mono early. That's a big one. If you want grime, add it with control using saturator or drum bus lightly on the break bus, then clean it up with EQ if needed. Make the intro darker than the drop. A darker intro makes the drop feel bigger. Use short reverb throws on only a few hits, especially the last snare before the drop. And remember, in darker DNB, space is power. A few micro gaps in the drums can make the whole thing hit harder. Also, if the break starts feeling sterile, resample it. Bounce it to audio, chop it up again, and you might get a more authentic jungle texture. Here's a quick practice exercise for you. Make a 16-bar intro sketch using one break loop with subtle groove pull swing. Duplicate the break and make one copy quieter and more filtered. Add a basic kick and snare spine. Build a simple sub pulse with operator, maybe one note every bar. Automate auto filter so the intro opens gradually across the 16 bars. Add a snare fill or reverse hit in bars 15 and 16. Then compare it at low volume and in mono. If it feels like it's leaning into the drop, you're doing it right. And if you want to level this up, try making 3 8 bar variations from the same break. One with classic swing, one dusty and degraded, and one tighter and more modern. Compare them at low volume and ask yourself which one feels most jungle, which one has the best tension, and which one leaves the most space for the drop. So to recap, Groove Pool is one of the fastest ways to create jungle-style movement in Ableton Live 12. Keep the break swing lively, but let the bass stay controlled. Use filtered layers and ghost notes to build intro color. Automate filters and tension over time. And always remember that in DNB, clarity and headroom are just as important as vibe. Small groove choices can turn a simple intro into something that feels authentically old-school, musical, and powerful.